I think the first vote reflected a number of concerns people had, and I think it was a result of a no campaign which used a lot of fear and scare tactics about the European Union and about its intentions. And so I think there was a good deal of confusion amongst voters. They were being told that the treaty would bring in many different things, many different changes. They were told that it would fundamentally change the nature of the EU. And I think, to be honest, there was a lack of information and a lack of understanding in the campaign. And that's what I believe was the cause of the first no vote.
Will the Lisbon Treaty have an impact on the military neutrality of the island? Because I believe this is one of the main arguments of the opposing side.
That was a concern last year, but the government, together with the Slovenian government and all the EU member states, agreed a number of declarations. And so one of those declarations, which is a legally binding guarantee, is that nothing in the treaty can affect Ireland's neutrality or its policy in that regard. So the Irish people have a solid guarantee, a firm guarantee that the Lisbon Treaty doesn't affect that. But I think that gives you some idea of the kind of arguments that a very cynical no campaign are using to frighten people. And they frighten people by talking about militarization, by talking about many other issues that don't have anything to do with the treaty. But we're very fortunate now that there is much certainty about those issues, and we hope to put them beyond any doubt.